cushioned capitalism produced results similar to those under socialism. When India's economy was later opened up to competition, at home and abroad, it was a shock. Some of the directors of Tata Steel held their heads in their hands when they learned that the company now faced an annual loss of $26 million because freight rates had gone up. In the past, they could simply have raised the price of steel accordingly, but now, with other steel producers free to compete, local freight charges could not simply be passed on in higher prices to the consumers without risking bigger losses through a loss of customers to global competitors. Tata Steel had no choice but to either go out of business or change the way they did business. According to Forbes magazine, Tata Steel has spent $2.3 billion closing decrepit factories and modernizing mines, collieries, and steelworks, as well as building a new blast furnace. From 1993 to 2004, productivity skyrocketed from 78 tons of steel per worker per year to 264 tons, thanks to plant upgrades and fewer defects. By 2007, the Wall Street Journal was reporting that Tata Steel's claim to be the world's lowest-cost producer of steel had been confirmed by analysts. But none of these adjustments would have been necessary if this and other companies in India had continued to be sheltered from competition under the guise of preventing monopoly. India's steel industry, like its automobile industry and its watch industry, among others, were revolutionized by competition.